USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress has passed a short-term funding bill that will go through the middle of December. This will help keep government operations going for at least the next few months.
The yeas, on this vote, the yeas are 254, the nays are 175. The motion is adopted.
The president has signed it, making it official. The House is now trying to pass the infrastructure bill. Having dispensed with the funding bill, House Democrats, both progressives and moderates, have been in fierce debates over infrastructure. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has vowed to bring a bipartisan bill to the floor, but progressives are seeking assurances on a second infrastructure bill first. That's a $3.5 trillion social infrastructure bill. Speaker Pelosi has said she's unlikely to put the bipartisan bill on the floor if the votes to pass it aren't there. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.